I'm loopy today too.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Maud Garrett, and for the next 30-ish minutes, we are literally going to be sipping some booze while we spit that news at you with this beautiful, nice bourbon.
Yep.
We're going to be doing it with Issa Mario.
It's me.
Tom, who named himself Sexy Mofo today in our text chain.
It is happening.
Well, you sound like you don't agree with that.
Who was it?
No.
Sexy Tom. And I was like, Allison does.
Yep. Yeah. Allison wants to pick up Sexy Tom. Sexy Mofo Tom.
For the record, Allison does usually pick me up in case you people at home
you
want
people.
To know.
I am...
You people at home. What? Is that bad?
No. Use people.
Use guys at home.
I'm your own personal Uber driver.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
I adore you.
Have you given her a 5-star review yet?
Oh, yeah. Where's my 5-star review? Where's my tip?
She doesn't have any bottled water in the car for me or
shit,
snacks.
Shit, I don't. I never
opt to charge my phone.
I have, like, probably years-old almonds in the car.
Know. I've seen your...
and lots of Mariana's Trench on my
radio. This is true. That's
radio.
All she plays is Mariana's Trench.
I've been very, very, acquainted with Mariana's Trench.
Yes. Guys.
Yeah.
We have to announce the answer to the biggest controversy ever hit the Half Hour Happy Hour podcast. This was the greatest moment. If you all missed it, we actually posted it on our Twitter account on Monday when last week's episode came out. But
you recall
it was,
the events, Allison.
Yes,
perhaps.
The events were both...
Maud, would you pay attention, please? This is important.
Maud was
us.
Talking about what she's not scared of germs.
No.
And then someone brought up pee.
Well, yeah,
and she was like, yes, I would have an issue of pee.
Yeah.
And Maud was convinced that Tom brought up pee.
Yeah.
And Tom was like, I did not say pee. Maud, you said pee. And then
Rattles.
It became the pee controversy.
I expanded upon it because I thought you brought up pee first. So
but
I
remember
what if it was
very
your...
clearly saying, I'm fine with it. Like, if it dropped on the ground, no biggie.
Right.
But then all of a sudden, we're talking about if you dropped it in a puddle of pee, that would be like the obvious.
Because Tom specifically asked if it was
your
pee, if you'd be okay with it.
Came from your body.
Got
it. That's when you sort of got engrossed.
And then you were like, why would you bring up pee? And Tom was like, you brought up pee.
I felt
and
all embarrassed.
Like, no, I didn't.
I was like, did I do something wrong?
No,
again?
But this was what sold me on your side,
I guess
Tom.
Like, I guess for me, it was like, right, what kind of piles of pee do I have that I drop food in?
But I watched Tom and I was like, I never see Tom be this certain about something.
Neither.
So I was like, I'm Team Tom. So after we finished recording last week's episode, Aristotle went back and found the moment.
Yeah.
And it is
I
official.
I recorded it. I recorded
yes,
the moment.
It is official. Maud brought up pee.
I was wrong.
And what was that? I missed that.
I've no problem with admitting when I was wrong. I did scream a little bit in the moment because I was convinced.
It was pretty amazing.
But I was the one that tweeted that, and I very clearly started the hashtag Tom was right.
Tom was right.
Yeah. And then, of course, Tom took it in great stride and said, well, if you were wrong about this, you're probably wrong about everything else.
Is that what
I didn't say everything else. I said there's other things you possibly could have been wrong about.
No, I'm pretty sure
that's
it was
all
it.
I said.
No, I'm pretty sure it was
okay, now that, okay.
I'm kidding.
Oh, no.
You're kidding.
Oh, dear.
It was an epic moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was wrong.
I was
so happen often, so relish in it, guys.
Yeah, I was actually very happy to be just like a witness.
Because it happened really fast.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I was like, what happened?
Yeah.
What kind of shit were we talking about?
I think that after almost every podcast we record, what were we talking
what
about?
What was that?
I
guys?
Never remember.
No.
We just put it out there into the ether.
What's
and we forget about it, but then we also forget about the fact that it lives out there in eternity now.
I know, I overshare so hard.
You have a what?
Overshare?
I overshare.
Oh, overshare.
Oh man. There's no
That's
secrets.
Why we like you, because you don't have the, you know. You're not modest like
no,
we are.
Modest.
Like, modest.
She's modest.
Not so modest.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
Discovered something.
What?
Thank you to Geek Bombs Discord.
Ooh. Yeah.
Group of the loveliest peeps in town.
Yes.
I got one of the best communities. So
you
proud
do.
Of it.
We're happy to be a part of it too, Maud.
Yeah. So we've got this general chat where you just talk about general things.
Yeah.
And someone popped a link in there.
Yeah.
That is getmaud.com.
Get Maud.
Yeah,
.com.
There's a company. It's called Maud.
Oh.
Would you guys kindly like to look up Getmoored.com.
Gonna look at it right now.
Brand new company. I'm like, man, out of all the companies out there that are called my name, like I am now indirectly a part of this company.
Oh.
Because my name, it's a unique name. There's not many Maud's.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Allison found
the
something.
The homepage just says modern intimacy for all.
Tom's face.
I'm trying to figure out exactly what it is. Oh, here we go. Wow. Condoms. A USB charged powerful personal massager, natural hydrating aloe based personal lubricant, more lubricant, a skin softening jojoba oil based massage candle, a Rise and Shine travel pack.
Rise and Shine travel pack?
Yeah, with a single, it's not a wrapped condom, what? It's in this almost like peelable container.
Is it reusable
and on it,
or something?
It says,
no.
More.
I can't. It says what?
It's Maud. It says Maud. It is on the condom.
I have to buy them.
You do.
Oh, duh.
And I spoke to my very sex positive friend, Brie, who I used to do SourceFed with. And
I'd like to see her.
I had to tell you this straight away because this is
look
very,
at these adorable
little
things.
Very much up her alley.
Yeah. Oh,
and I was just like, check it out.
Yeah.
And she goes, it's actually really beautiful. Like, what do you
think? It's nice looking stuff.
It's the bougiest frangers I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And she's like, what are your thoughts on it? And
I said, the condoms open up like a contact lens case.
Yeah.
Don't get it confused.
And she was like, what are your thoughts about the whole thing? And I said, look, I'm equal parts mortified.
Mortified. I like it.
And I also want to instantly invest in this company.
Yeah. It looks very modern.
Because it literally, I'm going to hand out condoms with my name on it.
So this is the description of the condoms. Made at one of the best condom manufacturers in the world.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Agreed. Our ultra thin.
Where are the bad ones?
Yeah, that's gotta be the best. Yeah.
Our ultra thin condoms are made without harmful chemicals, do not contain spermicide, and are fragrance free. Electronically triple tested for safety. How do you electronically test a condom?
Maud knows.
Yeah. They're FDA approved, made from 100% natural latex, and feature easy to open buttercup packaging.
Buttercup.
So there's
That's
no
adorable.
More ripping wrappers or guessing which way is up.
Maud has got you covered.
Oh, there you
man.
Go.
All right. Maud, you could be the face of that company.
So immediately I spoke to my Discord group and I was like, oh, guys, there's so many puns.
Is this what?
There's so many puns.
Maud so many
loves
puns.
Your puns.
Maud's a
it
bit
is $12 for a pack of 10. Is that? I don't know if that's expensive.
$1.20 for a bang?
Yeah.
Well, a safe bang.
Yeah.
For a safe bang?
Yeah.
And, you know, get Maud because Maud wants to be inside you.
You guys.
Yeah. Oh, my. Yes.
The first review.
That's good, Maud.
I mean.
Maud will protect you.
Literally, the first review is definitely a clean product, but too small. Like, it's immediately a dude being like, my dick's too big.
God, you need to be there for the large egos.
Yeah, and he says having an available size accommodation would make this a 5-star in my book.
Oh,
he did give it 4 stars, right. Even though, yeah. I mean, that is true. They do make different sizes than the other ones.
So my question to you guys.
Yes.
If this, we're just doing a yes and here.
Yeah.
If there was a company, Tom. Yeah. And a company, Allison.
Ooh, what would it be?
That would make you equally mortified and want to invest in it.
Oh, my gosh.
What would your company be?
That's a great question.
That's what I do for a living, Allison.
Yeah.
So I'm glad it is.
Yeah.
But do you know why people say that's a great question?
Why?
Because I've never been asked it before, and they're saying that to buy them some time to think of that answer that they don't already have ready.
I have to stop listening to you then so I can think.
Yeah, this is... I can't do two things at once. Unless it's drinking and podcasting.
I feel like mine would be coffee related because I
don't drink
coffee
it.
And I'm so adamant about how I don't drink coffee. But like maybe
it
it's actually a great
people.
But it's also a great product where I'm like, I mean, I can support this even if I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I drank this, I would probably enjoy it, but I will never consume this product. Mm-hmm. Okay. What would it be called? Allison.
Yeah.
Allison coffee.
Yeah. Or tryallison.com.
Drink Allison.
Drink Allison.
She goes
slurpallison.com.
Someone's going to buy it.
Yeah.
Shit.
Someone's going to buy it. Yeah. Tom, over to you. Yes, and.
Jeez. Yes, and. I have no idea.
I'm
going to
ask
you. Would mortify me and excite me to be part of it?
Yeah.
A company?
Something that would mortify you, but you would want to invest in it because it's a good idea.
I don't know.
Like, I actually am such an advocate of safe sex. I just don't like to talk about me having sex.
You do it all the time.
Thank you, Tom.
Don't you?
Talk about me having
indirectly.
Sex.
Indirectly.
indirectly?
She doesn't
maybe
talk
it's
about
off
it
the maybe it's like, off you the know, microphone.
I don't, maybe you're blending podcast life with real life.
I don't kiss and tell. I think it's a very personal thing. And there's a lot of things that I just won't publicly go into because it's mine.
Yeah, I completely agree with
you
that
don't
sentiment.
Get all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. No. That, exactly.
Got it. I will keep all your sex stories to myself, the ones you told me. All of them. You tell me a new one every day.
Every day.
My God, this is not even.
She texts you. Tom, let
kidding.
Me tell you about this story.
I'm just
it's
kidding.
It's happening Mom. As I type. I couldn't even wait to tell you.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm going to tell it. No, I'm not going to tell that story. I can't. Oh, never mind. No, this is not a story I need to make public.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I was just going to tell the story about how I texted someone after.
The deed.
Yeah.
Yes. And I was like, why was that my first instinct was to text this other person?
Another guy?
You gotta brag sometimes.
Well, people know that you're... the person happened to be a guy, but not like it was like a friend. Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, but I won't go into more
details. My girlfriends know about the time when I had a 12 out of 10.
A 12 out of 10?
Oh, it was like that good. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. You gotta share that.
Was he an American or one of your people back in...
What? You've got to stop saying your people.
Yeah, what was that, Tom?
What? Remove that from your vernacular.
Clearly, Tom has insecurities based on tall, handsome Australian men.
This is very true.
He's like, I want to know that. I could do that.
I want to know what I can do to make myself
better
lover. Yeah,
Tom, that falls into shit that no one needs to know.
Yeah. Wait, I'm still trying
You're
to think of what Tom's company would be. I mean, Tom technically already has a company. It's shoes.
Tom's.
That's
right, Tom's. Yeah. Tom's of Maine, which is a toothpaste commercial.
Oh, yes. Toothpaste. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tom's. Yeah.
And I don't brush my teeth, so I don't get a pretty.
How many Toms do you guys know? How many Toms do you think you've met in your life?
Like a lot.
Yeah.
I have an ex-boyfriend, Tom.
Yeah.
He's
oh, you do?
So
I remember
great.
Him. New Zealand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still
he's
think
delightful.
He's so great.
Yeah.
Yeah, in your 30s, you break up with really good people.
I know.
Yeah.
Is he a good guy?
He's so
I had a conversation.
I miss him. And I still talk to him like regularly. And we catch up with things. And I genuinely care about him. And I want the best for him.
You hit your 30s and you realize like when you're dating someone and it doesn't work out, it's not because the other person's a shitty person. It's because you're like,
14,000
oh,
miles was in between us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think it's wrong to like be friends with your ex when you're dating someone new? And
The last it used to be four, but we had a falling out. But the last three ex-boyfriends I speak to regularly.
And would like a new guy get jealous of that and be like, why are you still talking to your ex-boyfriends?
The most recent ex-boyfriend didn't like it that the ex-boyfriend before sent me flowers when I had a bad day while we were together.
I can understand.
He's like, that's an overstep. Yeah. That's my job, not your job. And my response was, so then why didn't you send
So then why didn't you do it? Yeah.
I said, you're just angry at him because he's making
There was
look
something
bad.
On Instagram recently. A woman's like, my coworker received flowers from a male friend of hers. I don't know if it was on Valentine's Day, but it was recently.
Yeah.
And she like took a picture and sent them to her husband and was like, look at this nice thing that so-and-so did for me. And within an hour, one of those edible arrangements arrived. And literally the card said, throw out those lame ass flowers.
That's amazing.
I was like, that's
what I would
good
do.
Good job. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
That's awesome.
It's not hard, guys. No. It's not hard just to give a little bit of effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it makes a day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm all about that. Doing very, very simple things, effortless things to make someone's day. You walk past a woman, her outfit's put together. You did it to me before.
I did. You got out of your car and I was like, look at you in your sassy polka dotted shoes.
Yeah. And I was like,
they were great.
Sassy. Oh my God. And so I had this thing. I remember I was walking with a girlfriend to have coffee and she waited until this other woman had walked past us who was so well put together. Like she put effort in and you could tell.
Yeah.
She waited until she walked past and she goes, oh my God, she looked so amazing. I'm like, why did you tell her that?
Yeah.
Why would you tell me that when you can tell her that and make her day?
Yes.
And I was so just true. Like, I kind of gave her a little bit of a lecture where I was like, it's so effortless to make someone's day. And if you genuinely think that and believe that, like you're not even being phony with it.
Right.
You're like, hey, I see what you're doing. And I appreciate it. Like, good on you. And so I was like, that's my thing. Now I have this thing where it's like, if I want to compliment someone, and like obviously it's not creepy. It's not like, oh my God, I can see your camel toe. Fuck yeah.
Oh,
it's not that.
Someone
it's,
might like to hear that.
I love that that's the thing you thought of. Like,
I was
Tom,
what is the,
language,
what's the creepiest
thing?
What's the creepiest thing I could have said to a woman that I was walking past?
Yeah.
But if it's just like, you know, Oh, your bag's okay. Awesome. Those pants are fantastic. That coat really, like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
But like as a guy, like me, what, like, how do I do it without being creepy? I know I'm normally very good.
I think what's really difficult about.
But I'm just saying for other guys out there who don't have what I have, how do you do without being?
I think
so creepy. Like if I see a beautiful woman or I like her outfit, and I don't want to.
Okay, so here's
some
the difference.
Yeah.
I completely hear what you're saying, which is why I'm cutting you off just to educate you as
Please
quickly
do.
As possible on this one. What's really difficult about a man complimenting a woman yeah. is that a woman has to get dressed in these particular clothes every single day. A woman understands women's clothing the most. So yeah. when a woman compliments on the clothing, gotcha. It's because it's informed.
Yeah.
Whereas
right.
a guy will only notice that makes you look sexy or hot.
Mm.
So when you compliment
oh.
in that particular
yeah.
way, a man's compliment is usually about a physical appearance. Whereas a woman complimenting
the
a woman
is about the taste and the
effort.
And the,
yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay.
It's understanding what
sense.
They've done.
Right.
So that's why it's really hard for a guy to compliment full stop, because it automatically falls into an appearance thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you compliment a woman on her appearance, it's, I'm looking at you.
Okay. Mm.
And that can be quite intimidating.
Yeah, I've never actually complimented a woman on like her outfit. Because
right.
I understand that. I like women's hair. I'm like, it's cool when they have a cool haircut.
Yeah. yeah.
Your hair looks great.
I love multicolored
yeah.
hair.
Like, your hair. I think it's fair to say like
looks
I,
great.
You're or like you have a really cool haircut.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you can't,
yeah.
you can't
cool.
sexualize that.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
you know?
I can believe me. I'll try.
Okay, Tom.
Good Lord,
we're
Tom.
Trying.
We're trying to help you.
You're trying to
you
help
you.
You
told me not to act a certain way. I'm going to act that certain way. But anyway,
two steps forward.
Power jump back.
Power jump. Oh my God. I don't know why that just gave me like I just had deja vu memories of the original Nintendo when it had that the power pad that you would run on. For like the Olympics games, because
yeah.
you could like cheat when you did the long jump, because you're supposed to jump in the air and then jump back down on the pad.
Yeah.
But what you could do was jump
step off
the pad
yeah.
and then immediately jump
oh
back on.
God.
You got longer,
you're
so that's exactly what you just did in your yeah. There
I'm
you go.
I'm
you power jumped off
you
the mat.
Tell me not to talk a certain way.
Aw. All right.
Censor Tom.
While we're at this, why don't we take a quick little break
sure.
and we'll come back. And we are back. We have a little. We have actual physical mail.
Yay!
That we have to open,
and
it's from.
And not just a mail, Tom.
No.
Wait, what?
It's a different way to spell it. M A L.
It's a mod. Mod pun.
Right.
Too quick.
Sorry,
right. Someone listening got
okay,
it.
Okay, this is ridiculously adorable. What? It's from a place called Mad About Patches.
Oh, neat.
Oh my gosh, you guys, it's for our Lego build tomorrow. I know this is coming out on Monday, so technically we did the Lego build on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
But we wore these.
What are they?
Yeah, listener Art sent us these. They're like Rosie the Riveter.
That's cool.
Girls can do anything.
Yeah,
Lego.
The,
no, that's from.
It's from Lego movie.
Yeah.
yeah. What's her name?
The one that Elizabeth Banks played.
Yeah, but she's done up like Rosie the Riveter.
That's really cool.
That's a great crossover.
What was her name in that
Girls
movie?
Girls can do anything. Yeah, it was like Jazz or something cool. It was like a.
Yeah.
Not jazz.
I like her voice because it's like a little
Hyper
husky.
Driver. Hyper Fire. I don't
really?
Know.
It was like that?
Spitfire. Spitfire? I haven't looked it up yet.
I thought she had like a normal name.
She has a really cool name. It's like,
Lego.
What?
I'm going to say.
Maybe.
Those are great. Thank you, Art.
Yeah, thanks, Art.
Oh, Wild Style.
Wild Style. I said Wild
Aristotle. Aristotle. Hit us up with that one.
Oh, nice. Thanks,
that's
Aristotle.
Really cool. Wild Style.
Yeah.
You just texted us, yes.
Wild Style.
Nice. Wild
Style.
Yeah,
that's Wild Style.
That's rad. Well, we will have those for the build that we do tomorrow. That, when you're listening to this on Monday, went wildly successfully, correct?
It was a great time.
Let's project.
I didn't even really get bored that much.
No, we taught Maude to love Lego.
We did. We didn't get you.
I already have this plan. I think the thing comes with like its own individual little moon lander.
Yay, that's
mine.
Yeah, we're going to give that to Maude. We're going to have Maude start off with a
Maude
little.
Lander.
And she can put the people together because there's legs in shirts.
Legs and shirts.
That's what they do,
the
right?
Little
the
little mini things.
The
yes.
They're
legs the
legs
go in shirts. Or it might
basically,
be legs and torsos, but.
And this
or pants and shirts, but
sure.
Comes back to get Maude again.
Yeah.
Just put those legs in your shirt.
Wait, Maude, we have to have a discussion about something else we talked about last week.
Ooh, what's that?
Because I told you guys that on Valentine's Day, I was going to be watching the original 1994 Winona Ryder version of Little Women and then went to the theater to see Little Women and then walked out of the theater and immediately texted Maude cry faces.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And I read back going, how many times?
And I was like, I don't think, because you, I think you landed
11,
on 13 by the end of it.
By like going home that night, but 11 in cinema.
Yeah, I think I was probably a solid 5 or 6, but still like the first time it hit me, I was like, oh, there's the feels.
Yeah.
There it all is.
It gets you.
I gotta see it, yeah.
It's a delightful movie.
I loved it.
I also loved, I highly recommend if someone hasn't seen it yet to watch the 1994 version.
I'm gonna have-
Because what feels like by doing it in this day that we did it, the current version, the Greta Gerwig version, almost feels like it picks up seamlessly with where the 1994 version ended. And then the Greta Gerwig version, you see the whole story in flashbacks. Like the 1994 version plays out chronologically.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
And then the new one starts basically where the last one ended, and then you get the whole story again in a different way. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
It was really neat. And my one minor complaint about the whole thing is that I wish they had some sort of accent coach on set.
Thank
because
you.
Every single
Thank
one
you.
Of them had a different type of American
really?
Accent.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
Hermione Granger, yes. Emma Watson, sounded Irish.
Yeah. She's married to a man named John, and she kept being like, John. And I'm like, what? No.
She sounded Irish.
Yeah.
She's like, I've got to go pick up some things. And you're like, no, that's not it.
Yeah.
Amy, who is played by...
Florence Pugh, who's now, fucking stunning.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Florence Pugh is on her game, got a nomination.
Yes.
For Best Supporting.
Right.
She sounded like Becky Bimbo in California, modern day.
Yes.
I don't even want to do that, everyone. It's like not even something that I want to entertain.
Yes.
And it took me out of the movie a lot.
Oh, did it?
Yes.
I actually thought my, I mean, clearly I clocked her accent because I brought it up, but my bigger thing with her was that she plays Amy, which at the beginning of the story, Amy's like 11 or 12, maybe 13. And you can tell in the movie that they just like gave her bangs because they were like, that'll make her look like she's not 24 years old, you know? And she did a very good job of getting this much younger physicality to her.
Yeah.
But she has, she naturally has this really low, like really sexy voice. And that was exactly the same, no matter what age she was. I was like, why didn't they have a vocal coach? Like give her some tips on, like we can talk a little bit up here. And it just automatically makes you sound a little younger.
Yeah.
Like that to me, I was like, I feel like maybe they just didn't bring on enough people onto this movie.
Because Saoirse Ronan had an amazing accent where it was like older American.
Yes, but then when she would get in some of the emotional scenes, it flew out the window.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Laura Dern was like the most, I mean, she's American, so obviously, but she was like standard American. And I was like, none of your daughters talk like you.
Yeah. That was bothersome for me. But that's the only thing.
Yeah. Although someone told me that there was a great review that was like, Timothée Chalamet does a wonderful job of playing the fifth daughter in this family. And I was like, he's just so pretty. He's so pretty.
Speaking of condoms, his face shape looks like the tip of one.
His face shape
looks like
the tip
is
of
the
a condom.
Reservoir?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to have to prove this point.
I know. I understand exactly what you're saying. He has kind of one of those, what is it, like a heart-shaped face? Isn't that what that does?
But it's like so angular, and then his chin is like, blup.
No. Yeah. Well, there we go.
Right.
I wonder if that's a comparison he's ever had. Yeah. Nope.
There it is.
You're not.
Wow.
You're
Maud.
Not wrong.
Hashtag Maud's not wrong.
And now that's the only thing I'm gonna see when I look at him.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, Maud.
You are so welcome. There's.
Oh no! Now what are you looking at?
No, I just said welcome.
Oh my God.
Damn it! All right, should we get into some emails?
Yes, please.
I feel like we should get into some emails.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even pull up the email account. I'm the worst.
Well,
no.
Maybe
slightly
really.
To the worst.
You weren't wrong
I don't know
about
if that's the worst. I'm watching Hunters
week.
At the moment on Amazon Prime
I've
where they're literally killing
news.
Nazis.
Oh no.
So you're not the worst.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wait, are you saying the people killing the Nazis are the worst?
No, the Nazis are the worst.
Okay. I was like, wait, where are
oh
we
Oh my
going
God,
with
there's
that?
This like scene in the opening where it looks like a dream sequence. It's not. And you're just like, whoa.
It hurts pretty like, yeah, brutal.
A friend of mine auditioned for the show and he was like, is it good? Because that was one of the most bananas, like best scripts I've written, read in a long time.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. I have a friend on the show, so I have to watch it.
Oh, really?
Is that Sam Daly.
Oh, Sam's on the show?
Sam's on the show,
oh,
yeah.
Cool.
I don't know exactly what he does
That's
on
awesome.
It, but I know.
My mate's in it too.
Oh, I saw that. Look, he kills someone with a bowling ball.
He
gets killed with a bowling ball?
He kills someone with a bowling ball.
Okay, there you go.
Yep. Oh, man, that's awesome.
He's like, eating a bowling ball.
Okay, this is appropriate for where this show has been going today. It is called Maud's World, Missed Pun.
Maud's World. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So a couple weeks ago, we had the episode entitled Maud's World where you talked about doing your art and you announced it
I'm
as
Maud's World.
I'm
actually organizing a photo shoot where I redo Maud's World on a white kind of backdrop. And
I'm
repaint
excited about
Maud's
that.
World.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
This is from Cody. Real fast. Hello, 4-H crew.
Hi, Cody.
Cody.
That's what I said.
Oh,
it's my accent.
I heard Katie. Sorry. Hi, Maud. Hey, Maud. Don't listen to Allison. I had to stop the podcast at the 9:30 mark and send this. Maud.
Yo.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Restart your art career.
Shit.
Nice. I have two words for you.
Don't enable this.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Modern
art.
Yes.
Mic drop. Love the show, Cody.
Cody?
Yes.
Oh my, because you know what modern art is? All modern art is, you look at something and you go, oh, I could have done that. But you didn't.
But you didn't. That's modern
That's
art.
That's modern art.
Yeah.
And modern art, oh, I like that.
Modern art.
It's better than, well, this whole get mod again. Yeah. It's a modern intimacy. Yeah. Modern sexualization.
Oh.
But they have merchandise that says modern.
Yeah.
I was like, don't take that from me. That's all I had.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
I had
no.
Moderate. Yeah. Moderator. Moderately.
Does someone who work, have you looked into this company? Does someone who worked there, are they named or named Maud?
They're like, Maud, what do I have to do? It's a sex company with your name on it. No, I got to find out who it is.
Yeah.
Get in touch. Hey, if you're at getmaud.com. Get in touch. Oh, I actually probably shouldn't say get in touch.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, they're going to steal
Freudian.
That.
Freudian.
Okay, I'll do this email real quick.
Yeah,
it's a short
emails.
One. It's from Chelsea. She just says, did you know you were wine? And then it just says, look what I found at Trader Joe's.
Maud. Yes, I don't.
No,
I do.
No. Not you, girl.
This one
includes
hour,
all
hour.
Of us.
Oh.
It's a half hour happy
no,
hour?
Well, no. It's just called Happy Hour Red Blend. But the label is one charming man surrounded by two charming ladies.
Ha.
That could very
that
much
just
be
like
the three
too.
Of us in
oh,
like the
yeah.
1950s.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So there you go. Isn't that great? Maybe we have to pick some of that up.
I'm
not
pick
as
we
much
got,
as the mold.
We got Trader Joe's out
now
here.
I
got to
model myself after that guy.
Thanks for showing us that, Chelsea.
That beautiful.
Oh, there's Maud wine.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
a really nice Pinot Noir. It's about
there's,
$42.
There's
bucks,
also though. The restaurant Maud in Beverly Hills. Have you eaten there?
It's Curtis Stone's restaurant. And Curtis Stone is an Australian chef.
Oh, I did know it was Australian.
Yeah.
Right.
And his grandmother was called Maud, but I've interviewed him and I was like, dude, I follow you on Twitter. And it's so confronting, swiping along, saying how everyone's eating at Maud. And I was just like, did you think about people like me?
Have you not? You haven't eaten there.
I have not eaten at Maud.
So it's got a really cool concept.
Oh, it takes an ingredient and they build the menu around it.
Yeah, it's like they take one ingredient. Like I think I went once with my aunt and uncle and I think the ingredient was sage or something
oh,
like
I
that.
Sage,
I've done
yeah.
artichoke.
And then they made, it's a 10 or 12 course meal and every single course involves that ingredient, even the desserts.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. It was like one of the most interesting meals I've ever had.
Expensive place, obviously. Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why I went with my aunt and uncle. They paid.
And you book in like 3 months.
I was like, this is going on the family tab.
They suggested Hometown Buffet. You're suggesting Maud to them.
Yes. Well, right. Sorry.
Yeah, you can actually become an affiliate for Maud.
You can?
Yes.
You're like really digging deep into this.
It's my name.
I know.
It's my entire identity.
I love it. Okay, I'm going to do a quick email while you're looking into that. Okay. Remember when we talked about the Mona Lisa, since we're on the art kick right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is from Jose. He says, hey, 4-H, Jose from New York.
Hi, Jose.
Hey, Maud. And hi, Tom.
Oh,
and,
hey, Jose.
Oh, Animaniac style. Hello, Allison.
Hello.
I love the Animaniacs. So weird coincidence, listening to Maud's World today, that podcast again, and Allison brings up the Mona Lisa stuff. My wife is currently in school for ESL, and she is learning about fraud, and that story came up this past weekend. Never in my life have I heard about this, and now twice in a week. So you missed the best part of the story. Of course I did. What is that?
It says
get in touch. Get in touch with Maud. There you go.
Get Maud used, get in touch, even though I just said it.
Yeah. You got to do it. All right. Here's the best part of the Mona Lisa story. The guy who made the plans to steal the Mona Lisa made 6 forgeries by an expert.
That's awesome.
Had the real one stolen, sold the forgeries as the real thing in 6 different countries, and then disappeared.
That is brilliant.
Yes. The original was found with the employee who stole it in the first place and is in France. The guy had a foolproof plan.
Hold on. How much was he selling the paintings for?
Who knows?
$4 million.
This was in like 1911, right? So maybe
$40.
Yeah. I'm going to go.
That's how inflation works.
I'm going to go like in the like 400 to 600,000 range, which would equate to a couple million. Yeah, these days. Well, keep doing all the great stuff you are doing. Thanks for the additions each week. Oh, the additions.
The additions.
I think if I successfully picked up that.
Yeah.
I like addition.
Additions.
Yeah.
It's an Alex holdover. From
you just said additions.
He'll never leave us.
No, he won't.
Man.
We had a great time with Alex building that Lego last Saturday,
sure,
didn't we?
We sure did.
It was all right.
It was all right. On caffeine.tv. Do we have any stories?
Sure.
Or
you want to hear one?
Yeah. Right. Let's get into a story or something.
See. How about something...
I like those like espionage or like those movies, heist movies. They're so good.
I don't do a heist movie before I die, I will be very
sad.
How do
we make that happen?
Seriously. All I want to do is be in a heist movie.
So bad.
Yep.
But give you a better role than what Cate Blanchett got in Ocean's 8.
Oh, yeah. No.
That was tough.
I either want to be like the getaway driver or like the code breaker or the hacker or the safe cracker.
That'd
or something
be
like
when
that.
When they're doing the click.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just
it's
like
tense.
It's so
nice.
Satisfying.
Yes.
It's so satisfying. Yep.
All right, here's
okay. I don't have the patience for those. That's why I probably to be the getaway driver because it requires zero patience.
Yeah.
Well, you could driver though?
Mate.
Oh, mate.
Yes. She's quite a good driver.
She has picked me up once or twice.
There's
so.
A few times where I'm like, oh, I have to suddenly stop now. I was like, sorry about that. I brake really sharply.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right.
And then I accelerate quite a lot. And I take corners quite fast.
Do you?
I'm a great driver.
You're a great driver.
Yeah.
Next time I rob a bank when I call you too.
There you go.
Okay, so this is a nice short story.
I won't be an accomplice.
No?
You will not aid and abet?
Depends on the cut, dude.
Oh, yeah, what's your cut?
What's my cut?
If you're driving, and am I the only guy robbing the bank and then you're just the driver?
It's your scenario. Do you think that you can single-handedly rob a bank?
I would say 50-50.
If it's just two of us?
Yeah, if it's 50-50, two of us, absolutely.
Look at that.
Listen, I could not do it without you, right?
And you know that I have given you a solid 30.
Yeah, I'm more generous than Allison.
That's why I was like, oh.
50-50,
yeah,
come
I'm never
on.
Robbing a bank with you, Allison.
I hope you shouldn't.
I hope you take that personally.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. No, I've got to get a second car so that when I pull up to the part, which is obviously has no surveillance at all, and then I change over
the spot.
And then I change over vehicles so that the one that they left from the site is completely different to the one that we are in.
Yes.
They see that it's dashed. They've got no lead.
Did you see Baby Driver, the opening of that bank robbing sequence is like so good. Just driving and getting away from it's like brilliant. That's
Baby. Did you see Baby Shark?
Baby Shark.
All right, what's our story, man?
All right. I like that. I mean, this is a religious story, kind of, but not really. But I like the punchline in the end, which is where we're going.
Good, I like punchlines.
We know that my cult's called In Maud We Trust.
In Maud We Trust. Yep.
Yeah, good.
Good, got it. I'm going to join that cult because you guys have good condoms, apparently.
Yeah,
that
come in great cult.
Things, apparently.
Yep.
I'll get them to sponsor my cult.
You should. Kentucky atheist awarded $150,000 in fight over vanity license plates.
I think I saw this.
Yes.
Is this license? Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is this license plate? I'm God.
Yes, that's it.
Yes.
So you heard about this? All right.
I literally just saw the picture. Yeah. I didn't read into it. So yeah.
All right.
That's what it feels like.
What?
That's usually me.
That you? What? You're
God? You know the story.
Oh yes, 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 yes.
So
exactly.
We got a fresh one for mine.
How you
all
guys
right.
got in love with me? That was like, wow. Okay.
Heartbeats.
If you're looking for God, keep your eyes peeled for a white Jeep Grand Cherokee with custom Kentucky plates that reads. I'm God.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say, look out for a white older man.
Yes.
With a
long beard.
Who thinks he's God.
This is better than that. You might not find the almighty behind the wheel, but you're likely to find a guy named
Ben Hart.
What?
You might not find...
The almighty behind the wheel?
Who says?
That's true. Well, here, this guy gets the... you're absolutely right.
I'm talking like an atheist,
exactly.
Don't I?
The self-identified atheist sued the state in 2016 after he was denied the vanity plate because it was vulgar or obscene.
What?
Vulgar or obscene. A U.S. district court...
So if I want to piss people off,
instead of
fuck you, I'm God.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
I wonder if the state of California would find it that.
Because
if it's a state law, then it's not.
Really good point.
Yeah.
So a U.S. district court ruled in this man's favor last November. Mm-hmm. Last week, the court also ordered the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet to pay $150,000 in attorney's fees.
That's a
chunk. To this guy. So this man, his name is...
Please say Jesus.
No, it's Ben Hart, okay? So Ben Hart told people that he hopes his plates raise awareness that religious beliefs are open to individual interpretation.
As for
the specific claim made on the plates, he has an answer for that, too. And he says, and I quote, "I can prove I'm God. You can't prove I'm not. Now, how can I prove I'm God? Well, there are 6 definitions for God in the American Heritage Dictionary.
Okay.
And number 5 is a very handsome man.
Really?
And my wife says I'm a very handsome man, and nobody argues with my wife.
That is
why I love this man.
That was the punch.
That guy is great. He earned every cent.
Yes.
Brad Hart.
Ben Hart.
Yeah. So the court ruled in his favor, and there had been previous pro-religious plates that were approved that were called For God, Ask God, Ger Ate God, and Love God.
Oh, yeah. So just I'm God didn't get approved. Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, as for the issue of vulgarity, the state also previously signed off on plates reading Booger and Fat of Five Five. What's
Do I have to guess one?
F-A-T-A-5.
Fat ass. Are you kidding me? You couldn't read that?
Okay. F-A-T-A-5-5.
He goes fat of 5-5.
Okay. F-A-T-A-5-5.
Oh, my God, Tom. Fat of 5-5.
I'm glad we got that.
I think that's our title.
Fat of 5.
Fat of 5-5. Nothing has ever made me feel like you're an old man until this very moment.
You know the fours are eyes.
What are the kids saying these days? Fat of 5-5.
Ones are eyes. Do you know this? Leet speak? Do you know?
Oh, leet speak.
Yeah. Should we educate?
What is leet speak?
So threes are E's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fours can be A's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ones are I's.
Or L's if they're lowercase.
That's true.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can build out a lot of alphabetical words using numbers.
It's like putting
big ass.
Yeah.
Big, yes. Okay.
It's
fat
like
ass.
Putting 58008 in your calculator and then turning it upside down and seeing boobs.
Boobs.
Bibs.
Yeah. So there's. Anyways, I thought that was interesting.
Fat what would you
five
get?
Five. What would I get?
Yep. If you could have
I'd
any number
plate. I'd probably get. Let's see. MODRLZ.
Mod reels.
Mod rules.
Mod rules. Oh.
She's trying to butter up to Mod after she cut, you know.
Mod rules.
Tells me I'm wrong about stuff.
There you go.
I was wrong the last time.
Yeah.
Mod rules. There. Mod That's my rules. License plate.
I'd probably put Mordor.
Ooh.
M-A-U-D-O-R.
Good one.
Yeah. 0-R. Oh. It's my game attack.
I'd probably put like Slippy or something like
Slippy?
That.
Slippy?
Oh my God.
Oh, hey, Slip.
You know
I
that
took
every
me
time.
Yeah.
Every
I had
time
a long night last night. Yeah. So
you say Slippy. Yeah. It takes me back to Lilat Wars, which is called Star Fox 64 here.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, the frog.
And I am so Falco in that scenario where I was like, fucking hell, Slippy, man. Do one thing right. And then you got Peppy who's like, he's just a kid. It's fine. Let him get away with it. And Star Fox is just sex.
No.
Star Fox is just like so sexy. And he's like, it's okay, guys. I'll save the day.
Yeah.
Falco's like, yeah, but I could probably do it too. And so he's like, yay, the day's saved. And then Peppy's like, oh, cool. I get to live another year.
That was a good impression.
Can we just do a one woman show with Maud? That's
yeah,
like her
yeah,
just
her ranting
reenacting five different voices of what she
you, so
she's
many
laughing
games
so
as
hard.
A kid, I just realized how ridiculous that sounded. I
no,
thought it was
that
Peppy.
Was really
no,
you
like,
were
look
amazing.
How you're like,
whoa.
No, I was impressed by your like all the different voices you did and your commitment to all the characters. I was like, Jesus.
Now that the Sonic movie did so well, maybe you could voice Star Fox.
Yeah,
in the,
I heard it did
CG
well. Wait, did you get to see the Sonic movie?
Star Fox is hot.
I want to see a Sonic movie. I do want to see it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not even having a crush on an animated character.
Oh, you're going. She's in her
crush
own conversation.
On an anthropomorphic animated character.
Yeah.
I just need to get top five happening, guys.
Top five.
Yeah.
Your top five animated characters?
That are hot.
Okay, yeah, go for it. I got mine.
That
got
aren't
mine.
Real. It's like Star Fox.
Okay.
Fox, the one where
Carfax.
The fox was Robin Hood.
Oh, yeah. Robin Hood.
Ugh. Michelangelo.
Yeah,
girl,
definitely.
You're stealing my list.
Yeah. Oh, what's yours then? Finish me.
My top one is Michelangelo.
Yeah.
And number two is Robin Hood, the
I
fox.
I love that you guys have thought about this before, about
duh.
Your hottest.
One,
you haven't been attracted to animal cartoon characters?
Biker Mice from Mars?
Biker Mice from Mars. That's
I don't. I don't know
that. Yeah.
Okay, I know this one isn't an animal, but I had a huge crush on the animated character Mighty Max when that.
I love that cartoon, by
the
way.
I loved that cartoon. One freaking season, and that was a hot kid.
It was
kid.
So good.
Yeah.
So wait, you're talking Biker Mice. Which Biker Mice from Mars did you love?
I don't know Biker Mice from Mars.
It was a ripoff of the Ninja Turtles from
I think
the
I
90s.
Do. Now I can picture it in
Biker
my head.
Biker Mice from Mars.
Yeah. And they're all like jacked with sunglasses and shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. No,
exactly.
Oh, they
which have one did you like?
The one with the cyborg, the metal plate over his eye.
Ooh,
sexy.
Like, these guys made buck teeth like look good.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
You know why? It's because they have cool hairstyles, too. There's something about the cool hairstyles.
Like massive
well.
Ears, not attractive. Bucked teeth, no good. put a cyborg arm on and put him in those tight pants.
Yeah, give him a cool hairstyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just looking up the names of those characters they ripped off.
What are the names of the characters?
Wait a minute. I forget it. I told pull that back. No. Okay.
Is one of them Mickey?
Sexy dudes.
Yeah.
I guess mine would be the grandma from Gummy Bears.
What?
Tom.
What?
I'm kidding. Tom. She's not that sexy.
Gummy Bears.
That's still one of the best
bouncing here and
intros,
and
theme songs.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the best
dashing
intros.
Dashing and daring, courageous and caring. It's been a long time since I've sang a theme song
sang
on this show.
You've sang that on this show before, yeah. Because you and I both love the show.
I know. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And
I'm trying to think of other anamorphic characters that were super hot.
Is it what do you call it? Anthropomorphic or
anthropomorphic? No. Anamorphic. What is it?
Animated characters who are not
But
real.
No, but she's talking about like animated characters who are also animals, but they act like
it's
people.
It's when you make like humanoid animals.
Yeah.
So it's like animals that can
talk. Yeah. Anthropomorphic?
Like if something that doesn't normally talk talks, like a table, you're anthropomorphic.
What the fuck? The table's going to talk?
Didn't you see Beauty
that
and the Beast? That's all they did in
table.
Beauty and the Beast. Yes. They had light can't like.
Which furniture, animated furniture, do you have a crush on? My top five list coming up soon. One, Lumiere. Two.
What other choice is there besides Lumiere?
Sexy,
I'll find
French
it. Man. Chip's a child. And then it's just the teapot. Yeah. And the dresser. What is
that
thing?
His name?
No, that's a woman.
Okay.
I don't know.
In that case, what was her name?
That's not a dresser. What is that thing called?
It's like a bureau. No, not bureau.
It's not a credenza. It's a
dory thingy.
Chintz?
Cabinet?
Having closet. Human characteristics.
Yeah.
There you
go.
Anthropomorphic.
It's like a closet, but it's not on the wall. What is it called?
It's a
Wardrobe?
Wardrobe!
Whoa.
Yes.
Good, man. Very good.
I'm
good
glad
job.
I could have stepped
yes.
up in that. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Wow.
I think we did it.
It's up to you. We can keep going.
I just don't know how we go up
in.
From here, so I say
I'm
we
thinking about all it. Star Fox is number one, though.
Yeah. Like, that's interesting. I'm trying to think of video game characters I was super into.
What's the Metroid girl in the end?
Oh, Samus.
Oh,
Samus.
Yeah.
Yeah, Samus was a
But
like,
again,
well,
that's still a person, not
pretty.
An animal. I was going to say the Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia.
Hells yeah.
The Jake Gyllenhaal version or the actual video game Prince of Persia?
He was blonde.
I was going to say the actual video game version, but then I also realized that's voiced by Yuri Lowenthal, and I'm being like, hey, hey, friend.
But like the original, like 1989 or 1991 Prince of Persia, where he was like completely pixelated. Yeah, babe.
Still, yeah. Super
sad. He had moves. You know how you had to slow it right down so that you could like, we called it the old-fashioned walk when we played it, and we had a song for it.
Old-fashioned walk?
We had a song for it.
Okay.
Where you had to go through the spikes. You couldn't run through the spikes. You had to slowly walk.
Yes.
And we would all sing out, my brothers and I, the old fashioned walk, the old fashioned walk, and you had to do that while you were slowly walking through the spike.
Do you remember about 2 minutes ago when I said I didn't know how we could go up from here, and then we just did.
My favorite of all, this is how weird my family is. One of my favorite things about my eldest brother Jack, he just associates these random words to things, and they're not what they actually mean. It's what they mean for him.
Yes.
So when we're playing GoldenEye 64, and it's
classic.
Those levels where it's like you can be upstairs or downstairs, and so you're running around like temple or library or whatever they were, where there's like an upstairs area and a downstairs, and you could see all the screens.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
If everyone else with three other characters were on a level and he was on the opposite level, he would go tabbouleh. But like tabbouleh, like hell yeah, like because the whole premise
the
of the
Greek
game,
dipping sauce.
Yes. No, it's not like dipping sauce. Tabbouleh is parsley and what else is in it?
It's not a sauce. I thought it was
tabbouleh.
A sauce.
Yeah, isn't it?
Tabbouleh.
Or is it just seasoning? Is it a seasoning?
Maybe something that we're not getting.
Here. It's something you cook with. It's some sort of guys. We should have ended with the slow walk. Oh yeah. So it's not a sauce,
green.
But it's like a. You still like put it on pita and stuff like that.
Vegetarian salad made mostly of finely topped parsley with tomatoes, mint, onion.
Yeah, you put it on top of pitas. That's why I was thinking like dipping sauce, but yeah.
But every time you heard it, you're like, oh, he's going to win.
Oh,
he's
going
to win the game. He said tabbouleh.
He said tabbouleh. Oh, no. Yeah.
Because, you know, the whole premise of the game is to not get shot.
Right. And
so
he's
everyone else is
totally
on one level.
Oh, man, he did it. Yeah. All right. All right, everyone. Why don't you guys email us your sexy anamorphic characters? What's the word?
Anthropomorphic.
Why can't I say this?
You still can't say it.
I know.
So
one more time. Fine. I'll just what?
Say it. Try it.
Anthropomorphic.
Anthropomorphic.
Promorphic. God damn it!
No, anthropomorphic.
Is it pomorphic?
See, Maud's right again.
Anthropo.
Anthropomorphic.
Well, no. Anthropomorphic.
Anthropomorphic.
Right, continue talking. I'm going to look up anthropomorphic.
Okay, guess what? You can email us.
Po?
What?
Anthropomorphic.
She's anthropomorphic.
I'm sorry? What was
Maude
that?
Maude is right. I'm wrong.
Wow. Hashtag.
Even
you
now,
guys,
even.
I just came full circle on this
like
episode.
I would like to record that, if that's okay. When you're ready, Tom, take it away.
Oh, he's putting his sunglasses on for this.
Maude, you're right. I'm wrong. I'm stupid. You're smart. I'm ugly. You're gorgeous.
Wow. That went to a...
I don't mean any of it.
Much different level.
I had to put these on because I didn't want you to see the truth in my
eyes. Oh, snap. No. All right, email us whatever you want to email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com.
Tell me why Goku is not the hottest cartoon character, animated character.
Okay. Follow us on Twitter at halfhourhappyhr. Please subscribe to us on whatever you listen to us on, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify. And that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Allison Hayes.
I'm Maude Garrett.
And thank you for joining us, Tom.
Hot
sexy
stuff.
Mofo.
Oh, that's it.
Thank you,
I'm just like staring at my empty bourbon glass, and I'm like, oh,
there's a bottle right there.
There was bourbon in there, and now there is not. Goodbye. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Starburns Audio,
a podcast network.